Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul, it's Chelsea, and I'm letting you know that today, April 8th, is National Zoo Lovers Day, and I'm celebrating with some of my friends. Did you know that 31 animal species have been saved from extinction by zoo breeding programs? This includes the Panamanian golden frog, the California condor, and the eastern bongo. I'll let you guess what kind of animal the bongo is.
Yes, another guess with sound effects. I love it, Chelsea. I was hoping for a sweet bass line, but this makes much more sense. If you know me, you know I'm not a pet person, even though I grew up with birds, fish, and guinea pigs. I think we also had mice at one point. I almost bought a snake one time, but then the pet store owner showed me how to stun a mouse so the snake could be fed. I was hoping I could just buy some Purina snake chow, but no such luck. But I actually like animals, and in the extra hot sauce section, I'll tell you where I took my favorite zoo photo. Unfortunately, at this particular point in time, we can't celebrate this day by going to a zoo, but there are plenty of virtual zoo tours which I'll post in my show notes. So watch a tour and tell us about it using the National Zoo Lovers Day hashtag. I didn't listen to Chelsea's intro until after I found my recommendation, and we seem to have the same thought pattern. This week's Zoo Lovers Day recommendation is from the Witness History Podcast. The episode tells us about the frozen zoo at the San Diego Zoo, which began using cryogenic storage with tissue samples of rare animals. It may be the only way we continue to see the white rhino. Today's guest is Chelsea Ursin, host of the Dear Young Rocker podcast. This podcast was previously recommended by Morgan Jaffe in my Lost Penny Day episode. Chelsea is a musician, and it's an audio diary to her younger self, but also to those people that ever felt like a weirdo or a loner. I tell people that if you ever saw Bo Burnham's film, Eighth Grade, this podcast is a great complement to that. My recommendation is to start with the first episode and just binge them all. Now, in some super late-breaking news, it's just been announced that Dear Young Rocker is coming back with Season 2. For our third recommendation, Chelsea, being the young rocker she is, recommends another previous recommendation here. She recommends the double episode of The Spice Girls from the Iconography podcast. Our friend and host, Charles Gustine, doesn't make us wait as he gives us all of 0.01 seconds to be sent hurtling back to 1997. Whether you like them or not, you can't say the Spice Girls weren't iconic. As promised, in today's Extra Hot Sauce, one of my favorite photos I ever took was at the Taronga Zoo in Australia. It's a little schoolgirl running from a huge alligator. A link to it is in the show notes. The next podcast episode drops on April 19th. Give it a spin, that's old music terminology, while you do your next load of laundry. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.